What'd they look like?
They were nice. Nice seventh grade tits.
Are you even allowed to think about those now?
Her tits?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
You're under arrest, dog.
Yeah, that's my Minority Report. It's
about- Hey, Nick.
Hi, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
I appreciate your energy.
Who are you? CJ.
What are you doing here?
Why are you in my living room?
Episode 220, folks.
Hi, everybody. I am Dr. Schatz, Chief of Intoxication. Wow.
AKA Dr. Fauci.
Drunken State Hospital. That's awesome, dude.
Nice.
Really living up to my name. So all the haters out there, keep hating, dude.
Hell yeah. And I'm a beaner greaser from the 50s, dog.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Is that true?
That's true.
High blood pressure.
Yep, of course.
Full Hispanic.
Hell yeah. This is episode 220, and to my right, I have...
Hey, I'm Chris James. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes, dates, and other stuff. Whenever I order a 6-inch sandwich, it makes me question the accuracy of the tape measure I keep in my bathroom.
I've never measured my cock, have you?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
It's completely true.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's because he doesn't want to know.
I don't.
Ignorance is bliss.
I haven't found a tape measure short enough.
That's smart, though. You don't want to know the actual number.
No, I don't.
You'd be surprised, I think.
Really?
The how small it is.
Yeah, maybe. My wife says it's the perfect size.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She's very kind.
She's Christian.
Hey, love me some Christian girls.
Dude. Do you?
Yeah. Right. Praise the Lord.
All right, moving on. it's been a fun week. Great week for two out of three of us.
Why so?
Because we were out there living our best life, dude. What were you doing? Being a fucking dickhead going to work?
Yeah, dude, got that OT in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, working long-ass days.
That OT will turn into OJ real quick.
Without drinking. Or smoking marijuana.
Wow.
OT, what's that? Ovaltine tits?
Ovaltine rules.
What is Ovaltine?
It's like Canadian chocolate milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it's Belgium. Some kind. No, it's good. It's really good. Really nice.
I mean, if it's Belgium, it completely changes the, you know, my opinion about it.
Okay.
Because Belgium has the best chocolate.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Belgium chocolate, dude.
I thought Africa had the best chocolate.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That was so stupid. Why'd you laugh at that?
He's on fire, dude. Look at his higher crotch and fire, dude.
And in case you couldn't tell what I am today.
What are you?
I'm a wigger.
Oh.
That's cute. I like the twirl of the hair.
I do too. All right. Well, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning in, folks.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
No, stay on Halloween. Horror, you know, so I'll give Nick's picks for the Halloween. Okay,
all right. give me your picks, dude.
So I just watched I guess Hulu like redid Hellraiser. I've never seen the original.
How was that?
I've never watched the original Hellraiser.
I mean, I kind of knew the concept of the
I didn't.
It's pretty dope.
It is. It's super
you
dope.
Saw the new one?
No, not the new one. I'm talking about the old one. The original.
The concept of it is very original.
Refresh my memory for those that don't know.
It's fucking spooky.
It's very spooky. So basically it's like these like weird monsters that are interdimensional, like travelers that like get like basically like summoned through this weird box that like looks for blood and sacrifice and such.
But Scientology, you mean?
But yeah, the monsters are creepy. Like it's very eerie and just I don't know. You don't see very many good horror movies with original. I mean, I guess that wasn't an original idea still because it was a remake. But it was well done, dude. I want to watch that original one now though. Because I love horror movies. Like, I love, like, old campy ones. I'm like, how have I never watched Hellraiser?
Oh, so that's top five? What else?
I just always known that, like, the pinhead guy. I was what is that guy from?
Now it's a girl.
So you saw the remake, not the original?
Yeah, I watched Hulu just recently put out, like, a new one.
Now it's a girl. Because, I mean, they want to show it on
a black
girl.
Streaming. They wanted to stream, so.
She's trans, yeah.
It was the only way they could get it made.
Exactly. I actually saw the video of her getting the makeup put on her, and it's like 4.5 hours of makeup, dude. Imagine
you watched
sitting...
4.5 hour video?
No, it was time lapsed.
No.
It was, I swear to God. And I don't do that often. it was like, imagine sitting in a chair getting makeup done for like 4 or 5 hours.
The Grinch with Jim Carrey was 6.5 hours.
That's crazy, dude. That's so intense.
I could only do that if I was edging.
I'd feel like that's disgusting. I feel like I'd get like claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'd have like 20 panic attacks in the 20? Middle.
20?
Yeah, probably.
Damn. It's kind of like being on a flight, I feel like.
See, it doesn't happen to me on a flight. I don't get panic attacks
just,
on a flight.
I don't mean the panic attack. I just mean having to be stuck somewhere with no option. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel living with my fiance.
Well, now you really don't have an option.
It's really scary.
It's crazy.
It's terrible. It's,
you always have an option, Doc.
Are you going to inject her now that you're Dr. Schatz?
I truly live in a haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to give her the vax, dude?
Nah, I don't think so. What?
You got vax all over, dog.
No, those are shots, dude. This is just tequila. Dr. Party.
God, I can't wait to drink again.
Yeah, what are you gonna? What's gonna be your first drink on Halloween?
Oh, I don't know. Probably some High Noons, dude.
High
Ease
Noons?
Ease into it.
Ease into it. Yes. You are gay.
Why?
Because how I'm going to ease into it, being an alcoholic. Just go back.
Just go back, to my regular sick. No, dude, I can't. Or also if I can make a fool of myself on Halloween.
So what? That's the day to make a fool of yourself.
Is it?
Yeah. Halloween. Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve, dude.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to drink. I haven't thought about it, actually. But I know I am going to smoke some weed.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure since you're Hispanic.
Yeah, you look like you're about to smoke some meth, dog.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever, Holmes.
Smoke a cock in your mouth, dude. Cold smoking for 6 hours.
Been there, done that, S.A.
Which part?
Both.
All right. That's nice. Okay. Well, moving on from Hellraiser. What else?
What other movies have you seen?
That's all that I want.
You know, I was going to watch House of a Thousand Corpses the other day, dude.
Great movie.
I know. It is a really good movie. But I wanted to rewatch
it. She watched it with your daughter.
Well, that's the thing, dude. She was napping. And then, like, I was like, I might have time to watch, you know, catch a flick by myself. And the wife's not a fan of that type of movie.
So stupid, dude.
Well, I wouldn't call her that.
Okay.
No, she's pretty smart, actually. But, yeah. I go to turn it on, and then I just hear my daughter's door open, and I'm just like, God damn it.
Now, that's a horror movie.
That is horror.
That's true horror.
Yeah, it's true horror. I'm living it. Yeah, it's
VR.
Worse than the movie. God, that's so loud.
Is it?
Kind of. Does it hurt your ears?
No, I like it. Tickles my ball sack.
Am I a little bitch?
Yeah, you are a little bitch.
I am. I will admit that.
All right. Are you afraid of your child being...
The dark?
Yeah.
In the dark?
No, your child being like a little like demon child. Dude, are you afraid of that happening? Do those kind of horror movies scare you when they have a daughter?
Like Pet Sematary style? Like,
yeah.
That'd be creepy as fuck. I've always hated
Rosemary's
little kids
baby.
In movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the
twins in the
Shining. Omen.
The
OG Omen.
Yep.
What else? Chucky. I mean, Chucky derives.
That's a good one. Chucky's funny.
Chucky's a good one. What other movie? What other movie? Like the twins in The Shining, dude.
I already said that.
You know what movie freaked me out when I was a kid?
What movie?
Legend.
Your parents' sex tape.
Freaked him out. Made me come. Oh.
Okay.
Don't cut me off, sir. Respect.
Don't cut me off, sir. Respect my point.
Legends of the Fall. You know what
is
I'm
that
talking
the one with
about?
Will Smith and his golfer?
No, it was it was Tom Hanks, I believe, and it was
That pedophile.
Tom Cruise, not Tom Hanks.
Oh, that pedophile.
Is that the vampire one?
No, I might be thinking of a different movie with the word.
You're
legend.
Thinking about Lost Boys, dude. That's what you're thinking about.
No, I'm
never
not.
Seen it.
Children of the Corn. That was a good one.
Children in Porn, yeah.
Children in the Porn.
Too easy.
Okay, Legends of the Fall is a cowboy movie.
He's fucking...
You're afraid of the cowboys?
We're about to have a duel, boy.
It's called Legend with Tom Cruise. And there's a fucking scary-ass demon in it.
Let me see this demon.
It freaked
demon
me
doing.
The fuck out. That's more of a drawing of it. Hold on. Let me show you the...
Looks Native American, so I'm scared of it. It literally has red skin.
I mean, look at that bitch.
That's pretty creepy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never seen that movie.
It's fucking freaky.
Oh, it's Ridley Scott, too? Huh. Watch that. He makes good shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Children of the Corn being like haunting. Just because I hate like the concept of a little kid being like possessed or like demonized in a movie.
Yeah, you hate that.
That's so lame.
It's scary, dude. It's like
not scary at all.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so either.
Really?
There's literally nothing scary about a little kid.
What, are you going to punt the kid?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
He's a Satanist.
You tie it up to a pole and light it on fire.
No, you can't do
if
that
if there's
anymore.
A demon inside of it.
You can't do it anymore.
Okay, tie behind your truck.
Scramble that bitch up with a coat hanger, dude. It's
already born. It's like 6 or 7.
It's never too late.
It is too late. It's a terrible thing to say, dude.
Sorry. We say a lot of terrible things on
I'm just offended by that one, though.
I don't care.
Okay.
What'd you do this weekend?
What?
You had something to talk about, dude.
I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, you did.
I want to talk about Hellraiser.
You played your guitar?
Yeah, I played. Oh, yeah. When I fucking my
plunked.
Tires popped, dude.
On a bike ride?
I've been riding a bike for 20 years. It's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
Shitty.
Did you have a replacement?
I did not.
What an unprepared bicyclist.
You always bring a spare too?
Yes.
Really?
I do. It's in my bag.
It's crazy.
And the tools to change it too.
All right.
It's called a Pete wrench. It legit is called a Pete wrench.
I don't care.
Fuck, sorry. Sorry you were fucking stranded and I wouldn't have been.
Well, I wasn't stranded. I just had to walk a couple miles home.
That sucks.
Yeah. My pregnant girl is very happy with it. Sucker. She was so mad.
Was she?
Yeah, I was like, dude, it's my fault.
Yeah, it really is out of your control.
Yeah. It's funny, though.
Where were you riding your bike at, dude? Just a little trail or something?
Just on that, like, that 51 trail that goes down to
the Wash? Roadrunner Park?
Yeah. No, not that one. The one goes past that one.
Oh, okay.
Towards the Cave Creek, like, cemetery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we've done that before.
You and me?
Yeah. You and I. Fucking retard.
All right.
Disrespectful, dude.
That was very disrespectful. Especially to a doctor like me.
Yeah. Fucking PhD holding motherfucker over you. Whatever.
All right.
What else, dude? You plucked your guitar a little bit?
Yeah.
Dude?
We
pulled some strings?
Finally recorded on Sunday.
Who?
At the Sunkist bottling plant.
Did it smell like Sunkist?
The Edisons recorded on Sunday at the Sunkist bottling plant. Recorded what? New album?
New album.
The live album.
Welcome to the Devil's House.
Ooh. Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunkist Factory is what you should have
named it. Okay, dude.
When and where is that going to be available for people, Nick?
That's
Nobody
a good
cares,
question.
Dude.
Pete, take 5.
Sorry, you're right, dude. I'm going to take 5. I need a beer.
I don't know. That's a good question. We have to get it all mixed together.
Mastered.
I'll probably just slowly release like videos for each song like weekly or something just to kind of keep in the algorithm because I need to start getting better at doing that with the band and whatnot. But it was cool. It was a dope ass place.
Release those where?
On YouTube, Instagram. Just try to stay a little bit more on top of posting things.
YouTube and Instagram where?
How can people
find Edisons.
You? At the Edisons.
Music.
Music.com. At the Edisons Music. Dude,
that's
I follow the page.
Not at all for people.
Yeah. It's all right. If you want to find it, you fucking find it, okay? Yeah.
If people want to find it, they'll find it.
That's what I've been saying for the last 10 years.
That's why this podcast has so many followers.
I know. It's so
this
sad.
This guy, again.
I know. We're the second funniest podcast. Cut us some slack,
dude. Bucky.
Yeah, we recorded 9 songs. It was crazy because we were there from 9 until 4. And literally, as we were like the last loadout, like it was 4 o'clock
p.m.
Yeah, like literally, like there couldn't have been any like closer to a time of like the limit we rented it out for. It was wild.
So you fucking barely pulled it off.
Barely fucking pulled it off. Yeah, I mean, we had like an hour and a half to record the songs, basically after like getting everything set up. And
did you switch anything up? Like had to move shit around during like from song to song.
No, not too much. The guy that the engineer.
Outfits?
No.
Okay.
What was the place called?
Sunkiss Factory.
Yeah, Sunkiss.
Oh, is that a factory where you kiss people's sons?
All right. I don't know who's worse, dude. This is why we don't have followers. Okay.
The Sunkiss Factory. But I've heard rumors.
You were loading out F4.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that it does still smell like Sunkist.
From who?
from people that lived
it was hot. It was hot as fuck because by the time we turned all of, like, the AC and stuff, I mean, it was a warehouse.
Yeah.
It was so fucking hot. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. My was just full sweat.
Did you almost pass out?
Yeah, I couldn't sing.
Really?
I literally couldn't sing.
Well, that's going to be a good song.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to overdub the singing. Yeah, dub. Yeah, so.
What do you mean you couldn't sing?
I, like, my voice, like, just from being sick and it being, like, so hot, my, literally, like, my windpipes were, like, I could not hit notes for the, like, it was crazy. Like,
frustrating.
And it was so frustrating because we've been fucking working on it forever. And that was, like, even when I got sick, like, a week and a half ago, I was, like, of course this happened. So I was trying so hard to be, like, get healthy and everything like that. But, I mean, I feel better and I felt better. It's just, like, still, like, singing, it takes a while to, like, get back to where, especially if, like, I mean, I yell to, like, falsetto, so like there's a pretty like big range of like demands that I'm trying to do, so that was a little frustrating. But at the end of the day, like most of our recordings, we live record all the instruments and then we do the vocals after anyways.
Gotcha.
So we'll just dump that track and I'll just do the vocals in our studio, so it'll all work out, and like it'll be worth it because like the video and our engineer's brother who did the video for us, he also like runs lights, so he had like so many cool lights and like things that he was controlling through the song. So there's gonna be some fucking sick
visuals. Excited for it.
I'm very excited for
it. I'm excited to go to the Edison's Music on Instagram and check it out.
Well, it'll be nice too, because like we've just been like having this material forever, trying to record this because we already have another album basically ready.
Oh damn!
It's just that we need to offload this one first. Right. But like now, so it'll be nice. I mean, we have a show coming up December 1st, March 1st. So like just starting to get shows.
Where? When in December? When? Where in December?
December 1st.
Yeah, cool. You can wait for that, people.
God, where is it?
The fucking
Yucca Tap Room.
Where's that at?
Tempe. You never been there before?
I don't think so.
Pretty dope little bar. Some pinball.
Oh.
Ooh.
You're going to be a pinball hero?
Nope, come on.
Pretty cool. Stars in your eyes.
I miss when you guys both got fucked up with me.
Yeah, I know, huh? Different times, dude.
Different times.
First of all, it's Jukebox Hero.
What's the pinball one that I'm thinking about? What's the pinball?
That might be a line in the song.
No. It's definitely its own song. It's Pinball Hero with stars in his eyes. That's what it is, dude. Yeah.
Are you thinking of Pinball Wizard by The Who?
Yes, that's the one I was thinking about.
Okay. I doubt it.
Play it. Don't play it. We're going to get fucking copywritten.
It's commercials. Hold on.
Yeah, but
the decision killed me.
Right on, dude. I'm excited for that. I'll be at that show as well.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I always go to your show.
That's definitely not the song you're thinking of.
That is the song I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It says, Pinball Hero.
I hate you, dude.
With size in his eye. What's up with this guy, dude?
I don't know. He came back a different person.
He really did. He fucking goes away for the weekend and lives his best life. Catches fucking cancer out there.
AIDS.
Both.
Please.
And cancer AIDS?
Yeah.
Cancerous AIDS. Oh, that's God. What it is. It starts with AIDS, but then becomes cancerous.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a butthole tumor.
Yeah. So
now he's going to make you sing or sick this next week, so you won't be able to fucking record your songs.
Dude. Nah, whatever he has, I've already gotten 12 times, dude. This is crazy.
So you said the last time.
What did I say?
That you've already had that, whatever you got.
This is the new one.
Oh, new variant?
Yeah.
You're a doctor. You would know.
Did you hear they made a new variant in the lab that kills like 80% of the mice?
Nice.
Yeah, but by combining the first strain of COVID with the most recent strain of COVID.
Really?
Yeah, pretty dope, dude.
Why'd they do that?
Because they want to kill us all, dude.
Well, population control.
That's still 20% not dead, though. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think you're going to die?
Me?
With the new variant that they created in the
lab? No, I don't think so.
No?
Got too much to live for.
That's how it works. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Why is that funny to you, dude?
I don't know. It's just you're comical.
Well, I hope that when my eulogy at my funeral, you tell my daughter, hey, I made a joke about him
your dad dying.
Yeah. So remember that.
I will.
Thank you.
And I'll take care of your
daughter. Want you to take care of
him. You think he's going
to
live?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a minority.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going for minority. They need minorities now.
For what?
To repopulate after the Great Divide.
We don't want more
after
minorities.
The
yeah. What?
They need to get. You're gonna have more minorities.
That's true. They probably want to kill the poor whites.
That's what they want.
because we're entitled and we won't put up with as much as
you guys wear that's wigs. True.
That's a dumbass over here.
I'll be alive. I'll be like Mama Coco, dude, fucking dying at 109.
Is Mama Coco, is that your grandma or something?
Hispanics are pretty much niggas.
I mean, I've been saying that for years.
That's your dad, actually. That's CJ reported your dad at that party.
Mama Coco, dude, the movie Coco? Yeah. You never watched that?
I did.
It's based on an actual person, an actual family.
The movie brought a tear to my eye.
Me too.
It is a tearjerker.
Yeah. And it...
You cry and jerk off to it.
Don't fucking do it, dude. Don't do it. I knew you were going to do that.
All right.
Don't fucking slum down to that level.
Why?
That's literally what this podcast is.
Yeah, it's the slum.
Well, I'm trying to change that.
By what? Dressing like a fucking skunk with gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea is treatable, first off. So
still embarrassing.
Only have it periodically.
Still embarrassing.
No, dude. The lady, she died at 109. And it looks exactly like the...
109, a Hispanic dude? She's probably at least 285.
You're probably not wrong about that, actually. She was a bigger lady.
Was she?
Yeah.
She had those cocoa melons.
Hey-o.
Hell yeah, dude. No teeth. Gummers.
That's not a good thing. We've been over this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on who you ask. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, if you ask a person or a filthy degenerate.
Yeah.
Okay. Could have got that out. You know, sooner, but you didn't.
Could have got that out.
What, dude? Little stumbles can't show up?
Man, we're all off 1 week. We're just all at each other's throats, dude.
1 week, dude. We were here last week.
He was gone.
Homie wasn't here.
Yeah, that's...
What? Do you care to elaborate on what you were doing this weekend?
Makes me horny.
What makes you horny?
Being at each other's throats.
Okay. Now you're ruining it. Now we're going to become the third podcast and third podcast.
Seriously. We worked so hard to get to second.
I was at Skankfest this weekend.
Dude, I was so jealous of the fucking pictures you were sending me.
It was fucking fantastic, dude.
I was jelly belly for sure. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
It was dope as hell. I wish you guys were there.
Yeah. Me too.
It's funny because I remember when the tickets first came out, like me and Kinsey were going to go to it. Like we tried to buy the tickets and just funny to think of like the situation that we're in now. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't have been as fun, obviously, for her. Wouldn't have been fun for me.
Oh, dude, it would not have been. She would have had to deal with your ass drunk every night.
I wouldn't get drunk out of respect for her.
I don't know if the
respect.
I don't know if the fetus would have survived Skankfest, dude.
Yeah, think so? For real, a lot of bumping around over there.
I just
dude.
Don't know if that's a thing that happens.
Do you think Alex's baby's gonna die?
No, she was behind the computer, dude. She was good. She had her space.
She had a straight up movie moment they made for her with Harrington proposed to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he did it on stage during the goddamn comedy jam.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, during I can't remember what the song was exactly. I think it was...
Be my cherry.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I think it was Pinball Hero.
But that was pretty wild. I was standing there that's all I was thinking about during that moment. She was just like, damn. No, she said she kicked him in the nuts. She broke up with him. She made out with Lewis right in front of him.
Damn.
That would have been harsh.
That was pretty cool, though. I was like, damn, that's wild.
That is wild.
That is kind of crazy, dude. Yeah. Proposing to somebody?
Yeah, they barely know.
But, Skankfest was fucking wild, man.
Was the fondest memory? What was the worst memory?
The worst memory... Well, so, I think the best was getting to see, first of all, Dave Attell. I mean, getting to see everybody, but Dave Attell, Brian Holtzman, I think were the number 1-2 punch, you know, as far as just... Fucking Holtzman is so goddamn funny, dude. Like, one of the shows was First Impressions, and all the comics were doing impressions. And so Holtzman comes up, and he fucking starts screaming about God knows what. And then he does his first impression, and he's like, okay, my first impression, Bob Saget. And he picks up the stool and bonks himself on the back of the head and fucking falls down across the stage. And then he's like, okay. He starts screaming about God knows what again, and then he's like, second impression, Gilbert Godfrey. And he's like shaking and telling some fucking jokes, and he's like, my dick! And then he falls down and dies on the stage. And then he did Mitch Hedberg by wrapping the cord around his arm, falling down and dying on stage.
All these dead fucking legends.
And it was funny because he was like, boy, the comedy community really sucked that guy's dick, didn't we? And then he starts screaming about God knows what again. And then he did Robin Williams by wrapping the cord around his neck.
Nice.
Falling down and dying on stage. Solid. So good, dude. But he was fucking hilarious. And then David Tell is just the fucking king, dude.
Yeah.
Undisputed. I don't think there's any argument for anybody being funnier than David Tell.
A lot of people would say Dave Chappelle, dude.
They're wrong.
Okay.
Still a Dave, though. So
yeah, true. Two Daves.
50% right.
50% right. Yeah, I was fucking... I was so excited when I saw him, David Tell, here in Phoenix, dude. It was just fucking roars of laughter the whole time.
Yeah, it was a crazy show.
Yeah.
Did you go to that one with me?
That was
yeah,
me.
Yeah. You didn't go to David Tell?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
We all went, didn't we?
Yeah, we all went.
Did we?
Yeah. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Who did we see that he didn't? Big J?
No, I didn't see Big J with you.
God, am I losing my mind?
We definitely saw
doctor?
Somebody.
Doctor, help me.
Don't touch me. Please. Patient.
Monkeypox. Yeah, I can't remember, but no, I remember David Tell.
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
I can never forget that night. We had so many laughs together, dude.
You didn't go, you fuck. You're tripping me out, dude. I'm sober over here, and I can't remember shit.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. Early onset.
Onset what? And then worst memory, worst part of the fest?
Getting tricked by dude, those the fucking best. Peacock whores.
So
the fucking best when he texts us that shit. That was so funny.
So I'm walking down Fremont looking for, I was walking towards the
dude, you were on the prowl, come on.
Yeah, did you get anything?
No. Okay. I was walking towards the Skank Parade, which starts off the Skank Fest. Which, you know, goes from one end of Fremont down to the other where the show was at. And some whore dressed up like a peacock walks up to me. And, like, I was walking. I kind of looked over and saw her make eye contact with me. And then...
That's when they got him.
Cha-ching.
I literally watched her fucking prepare her bit.
Damn,
and she comes.
Dude.
She's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm just like, hey, what's up? She's like, what are you doing?
Do you want a picture?
I told her I was going to Skankfest, and she was like, oh, everybody keeps saying that. Where are you from? And she just fucking lulled me in like that.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking,
that's that
like,
slow reel, dog.
What's this whore's game here? And
were you thinking that?
Yeah, I was like,
or was your dick thinking something else?
No, I knew it was obviously. I'm like, what are you doing? I like literally said it like that, where I'm like, you know,
yeah,
like suspicious. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, and I was
girls
like,
girls don't talk to me.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What do you want from me?
Peacocking about.
Literally peacocking.
Yeah, and then like just in the middle of the conversation, she puts this like little like lay or some bullshit around me, and she's like, all right, let's take some pictures. And she, like, grabs some fat guy to take a picture with my own phone. And then as he's putting the camera up to take pictures, and she's like, just so you know, we do this for a generous tip. And I was like,
of course they
do. Fucking bitch.
Too fat,
I'm like,
old bitches,
I'll give
dude.
Her the $20 in my wallet. I don't give a shit. I was going to throw it in a slot machine and just see what happens anyway. So, fuck it. She's working. I'll support. You know what I mean?
Sex work.
And then we get done, and she's like, all right. So we usually do this for $50 a piece. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And she fucking...
That ain't no joke,
we're
dude.
Sitting there haggling, basically, and I
fucking, just walk away.
Because I'm a pussy, dude. And it was my first day there. I didn't want to... Like, I didn't know what...
He had jet lag. He said he had jet lag, what he
you
told
know what
us.
I mean?
Like a jet fag, dude.
And I ended up paying... Because it was her and another one, and I gave him $30 each.
Damn.
He lost $60, dude.
$60 to these whores,
that's
dude.
Crazy. Two fat whores.
Yeah, one fat whore and one old whore.
Yeah, one was very old.
Yeah.
Anything over 25 is... Ugh.
It was funny, though. I ignored
don't
the,
touch me.
I ignored the old one, like, completely. So, like, she and I both had a rough day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
The fat one did all the
She
work.
Probably wanted a piece, dude.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Don't.
She probably wanted a piece of meth rock or whatever.
All right, man. Rock. Don't insinuate things you don't know about.
Yeah, piece
this
of your
nice
wallet, dude.
Young lady.
She got it. So she had a better day than you, actually.
Yeah, they got me right off the bat. First thing that happened to me while I was there.
That was so funny, dude.
That was funny.
I fucking died laughing when you're like, yeah, I fell victim to my boyish incelness or something like that.
They totally took advantage of my boyish incelness.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, she smelled me out.
That's the hustle, though, dude, in Vegas. That's the fucking hustle, man.
Yeah, at least they taught me the lesson relatively cheaply. You know
yeah,
what I
true.
Mean? I paid $60 to learn to keep my fucking guard up while I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's really a town of filth and debauchery.
I mean, yeah.
Have you, you've never been, have you?
One time 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So before you were of age?
I was 22.
Okay. Continue.
You don't even know how old I am.
No, dude. I don't even know your birthday.
I thought we were in love. But yeah, so that's what, that was the first, but yeah, it's,
you thought wrong, dude.
Yeah, I did.
It's a, it's, you know, the city is a degenerate city.
It's kind of fun for that reason. You just have to know, be aware of that going into it. I know it's going to be a little dirty and grimy.
Yeah. I drank a little bit. Haven't drank in several months.
I was
going to
ask that. Yeah.
I had a couple of beers on Friday and Saturday.
I feel like it'd be hard to go through that whole festival without any alcohol.
It is because at some points they didn't even, they weren't even selling water. Like some of the places didn't even have water. So I was just like, all right, I guess I'll get a beer.
What'd
you drink?
Because
I've been standing in fucking line this whole time. Doghead 60 minutes the first night.
Oh, okay.
And then just a couple of Modelo's the second.
Nice.
But it was, I mean, being by myself there and not knowing anybody, not having any fucking, like, being by myself for so long in general, like, drinking is just not good for me.
Really?
It makes me fucking moody. I'm walking around this degenerate fucking town.
Not the good moody either, dude.
Where I'm just, like, looking at the horrors, like, God, it's fucking so sad. This whole place is just like a, you can feel the neglect in these people's lives and the fucking,
they're all trauma,
the abuse.
Trauma victims.
Yeah.
That's weird. Alcohol fuels that. You feel like it gets you more interesting.
100%. Yeah. And it makes, and then I start reflecting on myself and I'm like, okay, dude, like I just spent so much money to come here and watch other people do the thing that I do.
Right.
Or I'm just like, I got to really get my shit together.
For sure. Yeah. And imagine it was a pretty big, like, kick in the ass or like inspiration at least.
Definitely. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
He saved a lady's life too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The
with
lady,
30 bucks?
Remember you told me for 30 bucks.
Yeah.
It's another scam. Yeah.
Yeah. They would have withdrawn. You
from
know
the crack.
Yeah. If I didn't fucking have
no, him. Dude, he was telling me last night because he asked me to pick him up from the airport and I gladly did, like a good friend would. But
appreciate
like,
you for that, by the way.
He was telling me last night he was in the middle of the crowd and some lady next to him passed the fuck out, dude.
Well, damn. Okay. Did you fuck her?
Yeah, I put my dick in her mouth. She came right back to life, dude. Yeah. It was wild.
She's like, get that out of here.
It's 20 volts clear.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Tastes like a hand.
But, yeah, I didn't save anybody's life, but I just, we were, a bunch of people passed out.
And oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, during the show because it was, the main stage
was funny.
Standing room only. Yeah. And during Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, both shows, someone passed out.
They had two podcasts?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. And I was at the second one and like the chick who passed out was right next to me and everybody's like, hey, 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 hey. And like nobody can hear anybody.
Right.
So I was just like, oh shit, that's happening right now. So I just screamed medic at the top of my lungs because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I was apparently the only one sober enough to recognize that. And it got the attention.
Therefore, saving
the
lady's life.
You saved her life, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, she came too, and her boyfriend walked her out.
Oh, that sucks.
Over his,
so you were trying to get laid, or else you wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, but it was weird to go from oh shit, that chick's unconscious, screaming medic.
Yeah,
and then laughing within 30 seconds.
True. You know? Yeah, that's you should have you should have been screaming manic.
Yeah,
manic, manic, just about himself.
Yeah, that was the joke, Speedy Petey. Okay, dude.
That's
what they call me in the ring, you see.
Yeah, that's what your wife calls you in the bed,
too. Oh, 2 minutes tops.
Joe List said I had nice arms. That was a highlight.
Oh, nice arms?
Yep. Yep, we made out.
Nice.
That was pretty nice.
Dope.
That's how you get into comedy. I mean, if you want to make it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to chat with William Montgomery and Hans Kim. Hans Kim's a bigger dude than he looks like on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like
surprisingly for an Asian,
mm-hmm.
is what you meant.
He's taller than me.
He's probably a lab Asian.
Ooh, genetically modified.
Yep.
Labrador Asian.
Yeah, first at Yao Ming, then Hans Kim.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Trying to take over the comedy game.
True, yeah. Huh? They took over the basketball game. Now they
from communism
comedy.
To comedy.
Two commies.
They put the gum
in comedy.
There's something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Left it out there.
William Montgomery's all slim now, dude. He's like
it's crazy. Like, even seeing him on Kill Tony, it's crazy, like, how slim he looks.
I never watched that show, so it's, yeah.
Well, good for you, dude.
Well, I don't watch it on you. I listen to it. You okay. fucking moron. Okay. I listen
again,
to it.
Again, with the insults.
Yeah. Because you fucking judge me right off the bat, dude. You don't even let me finish my sentences.
True. Yeah. I'm not good at that.
Don't interrupt me, sir. Let me make my point.
Yeah. One of the best lineups was the Legends show on Sunday, I think it was. It was like hosted by Rich Voss. Ryan Long was on there. Joe List. Bobby Kelly. Dave Attell. And Tim Dillon. And nice. Nick Mullen. I mean, it was a fucking kill lineup, dude. Yeah. And I got right in the front. Like a bunch of the shows, there was like big ass lines outside.
Uh-huh.
So I would just walk around for a little bit until right before, and I would time it so that as I'm walking up to the door, they're letting the line in, and I would just walk in right at the front.
Damn, dude!
Yeah, you're playing cutscenes.
You snaked it, dude.
Every time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was wondering awesome. How you got so close up there, dude.
Me too.
You just cheat,
especially looking like that, a dyke. I know. Dyke with special needs.
She was wearing the wig too.
Yeah. Yeah. My cousin set me up on a date recently. I showed up to the door and knocked, and she opened the door and she said, "Hey, are you here to fix the computer?"
Dang.
I'm a fucking nerd.
So did you fix the computer or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed the computer and went home.
That's good. At least the computer works.
Yeah. Yep. She's like, he fucking, what's it called when you don't show up to the date?
Stood.
Stood me up. Yep. Yeah.
Stand up.
Have you ever been stood up on a date?
No, I've never been on a date.
What? Ever?
No, I'm just kidding, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I believe
Not a funny
I
joke.
Believed it, too.
I felt gullible for that.
I've been on some dates that I should have not been on. That was weird.
Yeah.
I went on a date with this Chinese girl one time.
That's a big mistake.
ASU. And,
first off, way smarter than you.
Yeah, she was like a
way
straight
smaller.
A student.
Way smaller than you.
And I don't even think she was 21 because when she busted her ID out, it looked fake.
Really?
I thought it looked fake. I was like, that is not
How old
bitch.
Were you? Was this 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I don't know. I was in my late 20s, I guess. Mid 20s, something like that. But yeah, I showed up and she gets in my car and the first thing she says is, "I was just crying in the library."
Damn.
I was like, "Hey, I'm CJ.
I was just crying from the library."
I was like, "Are you all right or what?" And she's like, "I'm just under so much pressure."
From her
so
parents, dude, Tiger
pressure.
Moms. Yeah, that's a real thing.
She's a tiger cub.
She's like, "I'm trying so hard and I only
it's
have
two different animals." You fucked my brain there for a second.
So what a tiger mom. What's a tiger's baby called?
It is a tiger cub.
Yeah, fuck you.
You already said it.
Why are you talking shit, dude?
I'm not. I just thought cubs were bears.
They're also cubs.
Thank you, CJ.
There's multiple cubs.
Tiger kitten, I suppose.
Is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay. Carry on with your story.
Yeah, so we get in the car. She does that. I took her to some bar on Mill, and then we go in there. She drinks a couple of drinks of her drink, and she tells me about how she's like, "I think a woman should be curated." And I'm like, "What's that mean?" Yeah. And she's like, "You know, like designer stuff fit to her and whatnot. It's okay if a guy is wearing department store clothes." And I was like, "Oh, fuck. This
Damn.
Is not going Damn. Anywhere."
And where'd you meet this Ching Chong?
What the fuck is this? Tinder. Crazy rich Asians, dude? Get out of here, bitch.
Crazy bitch Asians, dude.
For sure.
Yeah. It was a Tinder match. And then so she drinks a couple drinks of her drink and then goes to the she's like, "I don't feel good."
Uh-oh.
And she goes to the
"I
bathroom.
Don't feel so good." Yeah. "I feel so bad."
And she went to the bathroom and left her drink and like her wallet.
Everything
huh? on the
Just
table.
Snatched it.
So you roofied her and fucked her?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
got
That's
it
what
in.
You gotta do.
Got in, got a couple things off Amazon.
Yeah.
A new shower curtain.
Yeah, it was wild. It's like, this is fucking crazy. I feel like I'm being set up here.
What was her name? Do you want to shout her out? Or
I can't remember.
All right.
I mean, there's probably four names you can actually say. Though.
Sue. Yeah. Chi.
Ming.
Yeah, Ching Ling.
Whoa, I didn't say it.
That's surprising.
Yeah, that is really surprising, actually.
You have one Asian friend. You're the most racist against Asians.
I don't only have one.
What do you have?
About two or three.
That's a lot of Asians, dude.
Two and a half, I'd say.
Okay.
Have you ever been stood up on a date?
Yeah, I have.
I don't think I have.
Kind of.
It was partially your fault, is what you're saying.
No, it was like in seventh grade, and meeting at the movies. Okay. And it's like her parents had to take her and like some bullshit happened. Wow. Or like we ended up dating for a year after that. So it turned me on that she stood me up.
Damn, hard to catch.
First pair of tits I ever saw, dude. Shout out to those tits.
First what?
First pair of tits, yeah.
Oh, nice. Those are magical always, aren't they?
I remember she like went into the bathroom stall and like she's like, here you go. Kind of jiggled. I'm like, oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
Just walked out. I didn't touch him or kiss him. I'm just like, cool. I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, you know exactly what you did with that, dude.
What'd they look like?
They were nice. Nice 7th grade tits.
Anchor. Now we're on. Supported by Anchor, folks. Yeah.
Nothing like a great set of 14-year-old tits. When you're 14, too, though.
Of course.
When you're 14 and see a good, plump 14-year-old, wow. Oof. What an experience.
Are you even allowed to think about those now?
Her tits?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
You're under arrest, dog.
Is that like mind arrest?
Fucking
like,
FBI breaks in, dude. Raids your fucking place.
Yeah, that's Minority Report. It's about thinking about minors that you had sex with.
Once they have...
he's doing it again.
Nice. Minority reported.
Yeah, there you go.
Once they have nice once they nipples, have, what were you going to say?
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Once they have Neuralink, I mean, that might be a thing. Like, thought crime might literally be a
crazy thought
deal.
Crime?
Yeah.
I could kill this motherfucker right now. Boom, you're on the ground. Next thing you know, fucking hands behind your back for thinking about killing. It's premeditated.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Do you think they'll give it, if you have different races in your mind, they'll kind of be, like, more forgiving?
What do you mean?
Like you
if
know,
you think about killing a Hispanic versus a white.
Oh, no, because remember we said minorities, that's what they want.
I don't know, man.
Still.
You keep believing that, though, buddy.
Yeah. We're on the up and up.
I believe white people are making a comeback, though.
I believe, dude. I believe.
And you can vote for me on these midterms.
Why'd you give him a ride home from the airport? He's hating on you, dude.
I know.
Crazy.
He says, I appreciate it, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
We can give you the $20 right now.
Oh, yeah.
On camera, dude.
No, I'm not like that, dude. You
are
that.
Like that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're petty as shit, dude.
I'm petty
Hispanics
as shit?
Are pretty much niggas.
That's another word for petty. Anywho's.
That's good, man. I'm glad you had a good weekend, though.
Me too. Thanks. You deserved it.
It was dope.
You deserved it.
You're going to try and make me cry right now?
No, you deserved to have a good weekend.
What does that mean, dude?
He's trying to goodwill hunting me.
I know, right? Like, it's not your fault.
I didn't say it was his fault. I said you deserve to have a good weekend.
I fucking missed the reference over here.
What's a goodwill hunting?
We say you're not. You say it's not your fault until the person starts crying.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
You didn't know, though.
I didn't know.
No, you legitimately didn't
Oh,
know.
Yeah?
I saw it
Robin Williams and fucking Matt Damon, dude.
It's not even Matt Damon, dude.
Who is it?
Zac Efron.
It's Matt Dillon.
God damn it. The only movie that... Ben Affleck and Matt Dillon ever wrote. What was his name? I forgot his name. But it's like, people make that as like a conspiracy. That was the only movie they've ever wrote. And it was like a weird sense of brilliance. Like they never wrote anything else. So they just like had a ghost written for them basically to like push them up through Hollywood. Because they've never done anything like that since
they're
then.
CIA assets. Basically.
Something like that. You ever think about that?
That's like the Laurel Canyon thing that all of the 60s bands, all their music was written by. Like a single like one CIA day. Band, and it was just disseminated to them as like front people for this movement to delegitimize the hippie movement.
I think that in Chaos that was kind of what they talked about as well. Like that was the whole thing with Charles Manson and trying to make hippies like these crazy acid ridden out of their mind people.
Yep,
and they really got it all together, dude.
But I mean, they were
testing, partially they were testing like behavior modification and stuff like that. They had the clinics set up in Laurel Canyon that were free clinics that were basically just big data collection centers for how LSD and meth influence, you know, group violence and shit like that.
Same thing did in San Francisco then too, right? With with Manson and all his followers, they would go to those clinics.
Yeah, that's where Laurel Canyon is.
Oh, was that the same canyon?
Do you even read the book?
Yeah. Jeez. Like 5 years ago, dude, give me a break.
Yeah, dude, like the Harvard experiments. You ever heard of those?
What, the Harvard prison experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was wild. Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
That was crazy. Just bring something up and not talk about it.
That shit was wild.
Whoa, dude, that shit was fucking wild.
Shit was always so
moving
wild
on.
About it.
No, wasn't it with like the kids that believed?
I like how you do it as a question.
Because I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. That's how I just live life, dude. Everything I do is questionable. Yeah, no, it's where they like role played and then the kids started believing their role and like shit got wild and out of hand.
No, so anytime somebody's put in a place of having authority over somebody
right.
else.
Yeah, pretty much what I said.
Let's talk about what it was. They separated this group of college students. Some were to be playing the role of prisoner and some were to be playing the role of security guard.
Said that. Yeah.
And the ones who were playing in the role of security guard, the power started to go to their heads and they became abusive and authoritative like pretty quickly.
Of course.
Peeing on each other.
Yeah, in their mouths. Yeah. All over their body.
And it was controversial because they basically subjected the ones who were playing the roles of prisoner as like to torture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we see that play out with the fucking those pictures that came out from Iraq in like the 2000s, right? Where
Which ones?
They had POWs, Iraqi POWs, and
oh, right,
the Gitmo
right.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Were you against
that? I went
that?
To.
That was all for it.
I went to.
they were strictly like BDSM, you know?
This is funny.
I went to the Trump rally 2 weeks ago out here.
In
Phoenix.
You saw our leader?
And.
Our God.
It was hilarious because, like, a lot of the. It's interesting because a lot of, like, the vitriolic shit that people would attack was coming from the crowd and not from the people speaking. So, for example.
Let me look that word up really quick.
A lot of the. Speakers would say things like, you know, oh, the Republican Party, we don't cancel people. And then the people in the crowd, whenever like the opposition would be brought up, would be like, put her in Gitmo. Like, damn, dude, are you sure that that's not canceling someone?
That's hardcore canceling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense canceling.
Yeah.
Gitmo.
Straight
yeah.
cancel.
Gitmo canceled, yeah. dude.
Wait. There might be something there.
Nah, I don't know, man.
What else happened this weekend, guys?
I don't know.
Kanye hates Jews.
Went over that. He's on two of the drops today.
I can't give you unrestricted license to attack Jewish people.
Yeah. So Kanye is all over the place because he attacked the Jews, and then he said that George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose, and now he's being sued by their family.
Oh, yeah, for like $250 million.
Yeah, $250 million.
That's crazy.
Man, they're going to abuse that money if they get
it.
That should be a show. That should be a show on E! Just George Floyd's like family getting $250
oh, yeah.
million. Dollars.
That'd be like the next Honey Boo Boo.
They just would spend it on like a year and a half.
Hell yeah.
And then be broke by the following year.
He did it. No, that's crazy, dude. What would you do with $250 million?
Suck your dick.
Okay, all right.
That's what I was going to say, too.
That's actually my answer as well.
Answer. Yeah. I just didn't have time to say it.
He beat me to it.
With $250 million, dude, I'd end world hunger. For the whites. Everybody else, I would starve the rest.
I'd probably Damn. Start a media company.
Yeah, that's a good route. I mean, that's just what's it called when you put your money back into the business? Investing. Yeah, dude, that's investing.
Property, dude.
Yeah. True, another investment.
Property yep. and slaves.
Mexico. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. What yeah. would you do, Pedro, with 250 smack?
I don't know what I would do, dude. I would.
Would you leave your family, do you think, honestly?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'd be out of there so quick.
Get you a carton of cigarettes.
No, dude, I would build a business for sure. I don't know what kind of business yet. Maybe like, I don't know, human trafficking's on the rise. I might dive into that, dwell into that a little bit.
Yeah, you can make a nice ass tunnel.
Right.
Yeah.
With lights and air conditioning. Nobody would have to suffer.
You can make it like a Disneyland trip.
It'd be like a civil human trafficking.
Yeah.
It'd be civilized human trafficking for sure.
Let us know in the comments. What would you do with $250 million?
Bringing the humanity back in human trafficking.
Dude.
Whoa.
Do you want to be my like PR person?
And then maybe to the family you abduct the child from, you give them like a robot, like with AI intelligence.
Oh, an Elon Musk bot.
Yeah, mimics
or a Boston
the
Market
baby
bot
that you stole.
Yeah,
Best mac and cheese.
They're best mac town. And cheese, by the
oh
way.
Oh, my God. The G-Dubs. Boston mac and cheese. Are you kidding me?
They have the spirals with the extra cheese.
Woo-wee. Boston Market mac and cheese is trash, dog.
It'll make you fucking put a knee on somebody's neck, dude.
Real quick.
That cheese.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it'll make me sue you for $2.50, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, but I just find a business, a profitable business.
Well, what kind of business?
I would start a profitable business.
You know, just
with a small loan for my father of $1 million, dude, I could do anything.
It's not true. You couldn't do anything.
No, he went bankrupt, actually, the first time.
He went bankrupt like 3 times.
Dude, the DJT Trump rally.
That's what I said the first
DJT,
time.
DJT. The Donald Trump rally was hilarious, though, because it was outdoors. I got fucking burnt to a crisp.
Damn.
And
probably look hot.
So many old ladies fucking were getting wheeled out of there on stretchers.
Damn. Damn. That's wilder than the Travis Scott concert.
Yeah, dude. It was like a Travis Scott concert, but inverted in color.
Damn.
It was wild.
There's not, a black soul out there.
I'm pretty sure that this is just a way of eliminating some Trump followers. Like, that's what this feels like.
Did you witness any, like, spics or blacks out there?
Oh,
I would never say that.
Hispanics are pretty much niggas.
True. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't.
First of all, a bunch of Hispanic people are Trump supporters.
Yeah, that's so true, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
That is crazy.
They're two-faced. Two-faced liars. Like, all Mexicans are liars.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because they go to your face. Oh, you're like Donald Trump. Then, and then they go to the voting booth. Who are they voting for? Donald Trump every single time.
True, huh?
100% of the time.
There are theories about that where it's like the Democrats are trying to let in a bunch of people from South America.
Ugh.
As a way of bolstering Democrat numbers, and then they don't realize that, like, Hispanic culture is very conservative.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're, you know.
So it's just, like, going to backfire anyways.
It's weird to feel hair on the back of my head right here. I don't remember.
I was going to say your whole head, but that would have been me, no, and I didn't say it.
No,
you
my
know?
Sides can get quite a bit of hair, dude.
Yeah? You should let it grow, dude.
You should let it grow.
You should let it grow.
Look wild.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Let it grow. Sorry, I'm on chance right now because of the
fucking Louis J. Gomez.
Dude. Yeah.
It would look like Carlos from Bad Friends.
I don't know what they look like. Yeah. I don't watch that show either.
Good reference, dude.
Thank you. It's from for the diehard podcasters out there, yep. Dude.
I guess. I mean, I listen to it weekly, but.
All right. God, I don't like ours' energy today.
Why not, dude? It's
spooky.
Just so I can caress my face, dude. That was hot.
Got some stubble on there, dude.
Not gonna lie.
Let me
really?
Jerk you off.
I shaved.
Oh.
I missed a spot right there.
All right. Do you have anything we can end on, CJ? Can you pick this show up? Let's try to make the last 10 minutes enjoyable.
I've been having a great time this
whole
time.
Oh, enjoyable?
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything. I mean, we do have some news items.
Yeah. What's
one
going
thing
on in
that
the
came
news,
out today is that there
What's
was a
What's Project Mockingbird? I fucking got him. You got him so good with that.
I'm kidding. Carry on.
Yeah, continue, fag. just kidding, dude. Continue, please, with the news article.
Does the carpet match your rape?
What?
I don't know.
I don't think that one makes sense.
Words.
Crees que eres?
No, his crotch is on fire because of herpes.
Into the news.
A secret BBC script was leaked today, which
Big Black Cock script,
which prepares it's for possible use in winter blackouts.
Oh,
yeah, kind of spooky.
Where is this?
In England.
What are they ensuing with that?
So the BBC has prepared secret scripts that could be read on air if energy shortages cause blackouts or the loss of gas supplies this winter. So basically, they leaked. There was a leak of the scripts that they would use if Russia cuts off the gas
power.
Yeah, and they end up having like rolling blackouts, and like some of the things that it says are like
rolling blackouts. Sounds like my 20s. Sorry.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It sounds like a drive-by shooting.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Some of the scripts were like, "Oh, sorry, no king."
Damn! Right on his dome, dude. He's zonked out.
Yeah. He's dead.
That's not funny.
Sorry about your dog.
He is a skeleton, dude.
True.
He's cute. And dead.
He's cute when he's
rolling
dead.
Rolling blackouts, dude.
So one of the things that they said was like the government expects, you know, to have things restored within 36 to 48 hours.
That's good.
And shit like that. And it's just, to me, I read that and I'm like, so you're, so you've already prepared a script that says what the government has said, even though it's not a real thing. That's pretty interesting. And
premonition, it's called.
After the leak, the BBC has come out and said, "Oh, it's, you know, it's just part of a routine emergency protocol. Plan to, yeah. to deal with hypothetical
it's just
scenarios."
Part of the plan, bitch.
Yeah, and they're like,
"It's just plan, isn't it?"
Part of the plan, Governor. The government is confident that this is not a scenario we will face this winter.
King.
What did you say, Ching?
King, dude. It Charles. King. King Charles.
It was an onomatopoeia, you fucking idiots.
Whoa.
You don't even know
is that how happened. It feels like to get insulted? Not that bad, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that bad. when they're punching up. Yeah, well, that sucks. But we're not in England, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, for real. Fuck them.
Yeah. Black them out, dude.
The Daryl Brooks trial began today.
Oh, Daryl Brooks. Wow.
Is he a basketball player?
Joe Brooks is?
He's a goalie.
He's a forward. You're joking, right?
Like how you went opposites.
I don't know what he is.
Basketball player? Hockey player.
Yeah, how do you think was a black guy go from basketball to hockey?
Daryl Brooks.
Diabetes.
It does kind of sound like it could be a really black name or a really white name. Like yeah. Oklahoma.
Right. Country
Oklahoma,
boy.
White, yeah. He's
them
the guy,
hills have eyes, boy.
He's the guy who ran over all those old ladies and children during the
Santa
Christmas
Claus.
Parade.
Yeah. Yeah. Daryl Brooks, you had no fucking idea, you idiot.
Massacre.
So what?
I would call it a massacre.
Guilty?
As much as I would a party.
King Chris Kidd.
It would just be Ghost Ride the Whip, dog.
The trial just began
ghost
today.
The whip.
So.
That shit was wild, son.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, it's on video, right? He's guilty as fuck.
Grandma got run over
by Daryl
Brooks. By a black guy
in a very doo-dah time.
So, yeah, that started today. We'll see where that goes. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'd hate to see another black man in jail. That's all I'm going to say. That's my piece on it.
Yeah.
I think all these people that got run over. Just
they're racist.
They're playing the victim for sure.
They are playing the victim.
Yeah,
they're playing their white privilege.
Dude. Yeah.
Saying this fucking black guy ran over me.
On our holiday, they said, too.
Yeah, it's like, what were you doing out?
Trying to act, yeah, like he's not allowed to. This is reparations, bitch.
He's probably doing Uber Eats or some shit, dude, trying to find the apartment.
Yeah, they jumped in front of the car.
Have you seen all these fucking oil protesters, dude, going around, like, vandalizing Van Goghs and, like, shit like that?
Yeah, pieces of shit.
God damn, that grinds my gears so hard. Really? So, like, all these oil fucking...
That's the first interesting thing you said today.
Blue-haired freaks are fucking out there throwing, dumping shit on, like, original Van Goghs and, like...
Why?
Because Van Gogh used fucking oil paint.
That was pretty shitty.
It's just, yeah.
Good one, but it's like ridiculous, dude, because like then like they're going to like fucking car dealerships and shit. There's like, you're not gonna fucking take over that fucking horseshit. Yeah, they're like gluing their hands.
What do you mean? So Van Goghs are hanging up at car dealership places?
No, they're doing it all over the place, dude. Yeah, and Austin Martin probably does have a fucking Van Gogh somewhere.
Austin Martin has Van Goghs hanging up inside their fucking cafeteria. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Boston They're like Martin. Gluing their hands to like the walls and shit to protest.
That's
so
sick,
stupid
dude.
To me.
I wish I didn't have a job.
I know.
Yeah, they like glued their hand to the wall and then dumped orange paint all over an original Van Gogh at this museum. And they got arrested. And one of the girls did
fucking
this
idiots.
Sign behind her back.
White power?
White supremacists.
Oh, snap.
Damn. Activists, dude.
They're out there.
Yep. The government warned us about them.
They're dangerous.
Yep.
You should stop.
Blue hair, white skin. Blue hair, white skin. That's,
I'm
the,
never gonna
that's
stop.
What they say.
I'm never going to stop until our Van Gogh is destroyed.
Don't stop until you get enough.
Come you shouldn't have used so much oil.
That was fucked up.
Was. Now that I think about it, they're right.
All art is racist.
Yeah, Van Gogh somewhere else, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, how about Van No? Shit. Stand right here. All right. Strike two.
Strike two, dude.
You could have stopped that.
Batting?
How about Van No?
Is your
No.
third batting experience today or what?
That would have been good.
What?
Because she said strike two. You've striked out a couple times already today, dude.
Yeah, I'm 0 for 3. Sorry. Batting average 1.8.
We all are. Dude. We're off today, okay? I'm going to be honest with everybody.
You're off.
I know I am.
I just got
no, it was a question.
Yeah. I took mushrooms earlier today, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Is that a problem?
I'll give you a mushroom later.
I forgot I was taking mushrooms, and I was driving around doing errands. My window's down listening to music. I was like, life feels pretty good right now. Until I forgot I took a couple of mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. It's because of those drugs.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool, dude. Yeah,
drugs will make your life better, people.
Oh, yeah. Way better.
Yeah?
I love a good microdose of mushrooms. A couple stems or caps. That's so nice, dude.
I've never done it.
Yeah. It's kind of like an edible in a way.
Okay.
But it feels like... less, I don't know. It feels
panicky.
Kind of like you feel more connected than like.
Yeah, right. I think weed is a lot more dissociative.
It's
than
exactly
just
that's
mushrooms.
Exactly
by
what it is. Yeah, with mushrooms, you're locked into where you are and everything, but you're just experiencing it all around you, and being like kind of grateful and like absorbing it in a weird, in a kind of a different way. It's
I mean, I do that with edibles, but I'm saying, yeah, it probably is different. I absorb and like I'm grateful and like I
can absorb this dick, dog.
Yeah, dude, if you're a Van Gogh painting, I'd take a shit on you right now. I would sit on your face and shit diarrhea right down your
that
fucking nose.
Come so hard.
All right.
The ESG shit is backfiring on BlackRock.
What's that?
What's what?
ESG is the new thing at BlackRock Coffee.
What's ESG and what is BlackRock?
BlackRock is the large investment company that's been buying up
all
this,
the property and land, yeah,
driving up prices and you know, making it so that people can't
afford shit,
live the American dream.
Yep, like me.
And
a fucking 2-bedroom apartment instead.
A bunch of states are divesting their funds from BlackRock because BlackRock is focusing more on ESG, which is environmental social governance protocols or whatever. Which basically just means, you know, woke bullshit instead of, you know, prioritizing stakeholder returns, shareholder returns. Stakeholder is a fucking ESG term. Mm. But that's interesting. Like, it seems like the tide is turning a little bit on the woke
culture
elite.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's why I said it.
Why are you a
what's
camel?
Wrong
just,
with you, dude?
You just bury your head in the sand, dude. It's
yes,
crazy.
It's wild. I know
you're gonna suffocate.
No, I won't.
He's a World Economic Forum shill, dude. He's on this show to fucking keep us from succeeding.
Of course he is.
That's what it is. I've been planted.
Oh yeah, with our message of independence and liberty,
dude. It's
our only message.
I was
that and 14-year-old tits are pretty sweet.
Is that the name of the episode? 14-year-old tits are pretty sweet.
You went to a pumpkin patch. Did you want to talk about some pumpkin patch action?
Sure,
dude.
Yeah, well, you guys are all fucking an EMSG over here and fucking whatever
eating
you're
MSG.
Doing. Eating MSG. Yeah, like I'm over at a pumpkin patch.
I dated a Chinese girl, dude. Fuck.
True.
Having a grand old time with my daughter, dude. It was fun. We went to...
It's gay old time.
Yeah.
It's the expression.
We went to McDonald's Ranch. It's up a little north here. It was very nice.
God,
they had
Mexicans
a lot of
are
activities.
So fat, dude.
I know.
Excuse me?
I said Mexicans are so fat.
Going to McDonald's all the time.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Christ. You.
Piece of.
Van Gogh.
Nugget.
Ass.
I got nuggets at home now that you said nuggets.
Hispanics are pretty much niggas.
He said nuggets, and I got hungry. I got nuggets at home for sure.
That's what I'm saying,
dude. I got nuggets at home.
Yeah, I don't go to McDonald's, dude. I just went to
the body like that, dude. Are you kidding me?
Look at these arms. Joe-less would have been fucking jelly, dude.
Yeah, Joe-less would have been
Joe-less, dude.
Right, anyway, I went to a fucking pumpkin patch, right. And I got to see my daughter experience...
sex. Sorry.
Amor y paz.
No.
Never fucking going to get through any stories with you guys, dude. I swear to God.
You guys
it's
literally
pissing me
just
off,
did
dude.
This to me.
No, no, we didn't.
Yeah, you did.
We like did it, but it was funny,
ago.
Dude. Okay? No, but yeah, I went to a pumpkin patch. She rode a pony.
Oh, yeah, she did.
So she...
You're fucking disgusting. You're calling us out for calling 14-year-old tits hot, and he's over here making sex jokes.
This is a Minority Report episode, dude.
What did you say?
I said, at least they're developed, dude. 14 is nice.
Yeah, we rode a fucking train, dude, around the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, you did.
There's a petting zoo.
There was a petting zoo. A
heavy petting zoo.
What else did we do, dude? We were going to pick out a pumpkin, but we figured it rot, you know, by the time Halloween gets here. So we did
it. Only rots if you cut it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, usually.
Dude, you know what I saw the other day? This lady made her chickens carve out her pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just scratch off the first layer of skin that a pumpkin has, and then the chickens just dig at that, and they carve the holes in the mouth. It looks pretty cool, actually. I enjoyed it.
That's weird. You got to start looking at porn again.
I know, that dude. Sucks. It's been nice, actually. Sounds it's been really terrible. Nice.
Has it?
Yeah.
Not looking at porn?
Yeah, it really has. Really?
What's nice about it?
Yeah, not seeing fucking big old tits and ass get banged out, dude, by multiple guys.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice not having that in my life. No, I don't know, man. It's just more, I feel more energized, you know, not constantly fucking on my mind and shit like that. So
porn was constantly on your mind?
It really was. I told you guys on that episode that I had a problem.
Yeah.
It's not a good problem.
It's a bad problem.
It's a bad problem. It's one of the bad ones. Yeah. No, but it's been really, it's almost like a weight off your shoulders type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fucking slippery slope with Instagram and all that shit, dude, because it's all on there.
Easy, dude. Don't call her a slippery slope just because she was Chinese.
Yeah, true.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's a slippery cliff.
Mm.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Slippery Cliff was the name of the uncle who raped me.
Oh.
He always got away. They could never catch him, dude.
Yeah.
Plus yeah,
he
but...
didn't have air conditioning.
That's been nice. And then just making core memories with my child, dude. You're going to live that soon.
I know. If I stick around, I will.
I hope you stick around.
I'm going to, dude.
There's still time.
You say that now.
True. We'll tune in and find out. Dude. Every week. Woo!
Surprise. Is Nick going to make it?
Am I still a father?
Am I coming home? Am I not coming home?
Yeah, true. Can I have your stuff if you die?
What stuff do you want?
Damn, you really took that to the fullest extent of the meaning.
Yeah, I wasn't going to kill myself.
He was just going to abandon his family, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. Are you going to take your stuff when you abandon your family, though?
Yeah. Well, most of it. It's rightfully mine.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, it was something, you know.
Ezra Miller could face 26 years in jail.
Ezra?
Yeah.
Not Ezra.
The actor from The Flash.
The Flash?
Oh, he was a dick, wasn't he?
I mean, he was like running a cult in Hollywood.
Oh, is that the Roman? No, it's the...
Zodiac Killer.
No, what kind was that? What cult was that?
I mean, it was just Ezra Miller, like, sexually enslaving young people.
But didn't he like put like marks on them and shit too?
Was it that dude? No, he was recently. He was most recently in hot water for grooming like an underage dude.
A dude?
Yeah.
Now that's bad.
And I said he, but it's actually they.
Whoa.
He goes by they them. So.
Elliot Page.
No.
There's another one in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
They're all.
They thems.
Yeah.
It's a weird world, dude.
Yeah. It's weird that he, like, groomed an underage kid, and he's been, like, sexually exploiting a bunch of, like, young people. But what he's going to go to jail for is that he broke into his neighbor's house and stole some alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. So he's getting charged with burglary and larceny.
And then that's how they got him?
And he pled not guilty. So if it goes to trial and he gets convicted, he could get up to 25 years for burglary.
Stealing booze?
And 1 year for larceny, I believe it was.
Yeah.
20 years for burglary?
25.
Wow. It's worse than killing a person.
It's crazy. By the time he's out of jail, there's going to be a new crop for him to molest.
Yep. And then they're already going to be...
Dude.
They're already going to be too old for him.
I know. True. That's wild.
Sad for him, honestly.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Think about all the young...
14
normal childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad.
That's too bad, dude.
Well,
gone in a flash, just
prayers
like that, dude.
To Ezra.
I hope Ezra makes it, dude.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to jerk off to kiddie porn in jail, I've heard.
Yeah, he's going to have to rely solely on his memory like you do.
Yeah, he's going to do core memories.
core memory jerks, yeah. You guys are disgusting.
I know.
I don't know why I hang out with you guys.
I don't know why nobody watches this podcast.
Dude. I don't either. Amor Ibas.
We'll see you next week. Baby, don't say a word. That's what Ezra Miller said.